Okay, it is 6 o'clock. And we are on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. And we are up to the Gemara on Darish Rava, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th wide line on the Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Darish Rava, Maiduch Siv, Ubet Sali. Sali is a lotion of rib, which refers to his wife. In the story of my wife, meaning in the story of Bathsheba, Samchu v'nesafu, they rejoiced, they were happy, and they gathered. That's for Alai Nechem. The Bali Mumim, the blemished people, people with blemishes, gathered around me. V'lo yodati, Rashi has two pshatim v'lo yodati, either I acted like I don't understand what they're talking about, or I wasn't prepared for their reaction. I wasn't prepared for their reaction. V'lo yodati, I wasn't prepared. Two pshatim in Rashi. First shot is I acted like I don't understand, meaning I ignored them. Second shot seems to be I wasn't aware of their attack, meaning I was caught, I was blindsided. Karu v'lo yodamu, they ripped. And right, the Gemara is going to explain, and there was no blood. They ripped me, but there was no blood. I don't know if Artsko explains it that way in the original.
Silence.
And what?
Would not be
to not be silenced. Interesting, because dumbu does mean silence. Dummi means my blood. The Gemara darshens dumbu for dummi. So I didn't know what Parshat Shat was. I'm a double dad with Kaddish Baruch Hu. Rabbanu Shlomo, Galuv Yadu Lefanecha. Shemay Kairim Besari. If they would rip my flesh, Lohayidam Mishaisis. My blood would not flow. I guess Pshat is, he agonized to the point that Pshat is, that his blood like froze. That's what my interpretation of this.
It had already drained out.
Meaning they already drained my blood by embarrassing me, so therefore there would be no blood left, so to speak, if they ripped me. Let's catch up with Rashi. So Rashi, Nesvul Lanechem Bali Mumim. These are blemished people called Pari Nechei. Pari, who was a Bali Mumim. But Malik gonna lie, and they mocked me. Anikalo Yodei, and I acted like I didn't understand. Lishnachrinim lo Yodatil Yisidankish Malikim. I wasn't aware that they were gonna mock me. Claim a pissum ball lie, oitza oven. Rashi makes it sound, it came on me so suddenly that sin. Shlo Yodati Shinitin Peskampel of Hasheni. I didn't grasp that this would be an excuse to embarrass me. So I'm not 100% sure if in the second Mishat and Rashi is that I didn't expect the reaction to the sin, or the sin came on me so suddenly and I wasn't prepared for the reaction. It's something to do with, Rashi makes it sound like the sin came pisayim, and therefore I was unaware or didn't expect, was shocked by the reaction. So I don't know if it's shocked by the reaction to the sin, shocked by the whole chain of events. Not 100% clear what Rashi is driving at.
The people that are taunting though that are lame are...
No, I think he means Bali Mumim and Ruchnias. I don't think he means physically lame people. I think he means they had their own problems, but when it came to me, they seemed to be pretty heavy on the taunting.
Okay, but we're not talking about all class, we're talking about a small majority.
There was a, I don't know how big, there was a group in Klal Yisrael that felt that David was disqualified to be king. In fact, many of the people who joined Avshalom for the rebellion, which is a good portion in Klal Yisrael, felt that David was no longer qualified to be king due to the story of Bathsheba.
So even though David did have on his side some...
He had Reb Sanhedrin on his side, yeah.
Yeah, it still hurt him.
Yes, it did. It definitely hurt him. The people that are, you know, people have a tendency to believe the mockers, the people, and again, the facts as they were suspicious. I mean, if you learn like Rashi, what had taken place was a possible Aishas Ish. So in people's eyes, it was pretty bad. You learn like Tisus, it wasn't an Aishas Ish, it was a single girl. But since the divorce was kept quiet, and therefore, Klapi Chutz, people viewed her as Mrs. Uriah, and it therefore definitely did not look pretty. Now, this was set up, again, it seems to have been set up. The Rabbanu Shlomo set it up. That this is that. David the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, this is not David's own doing, meaning this is not where David was holding. Kadosh Baruch Hu set him up, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him set up, as we learned yesterday, and Rabbi Schultz explained it to me on the way out, the pshat is that the Rabbi Nishlevim wanted him set up for this, so he should be able to teach tshuva. So when it happened, he didn't resist, whether he couldn't resist or didn't resist or could have resisted but felt the Rabbi Nishlevim wants, whatever way you're going to learn that piece of Gemara before, he is set up for this action to look as bad as it looked, so he could teach tshuva l'yachad. So everybody should know the tshuva, the power of tshuva. And again, in the context of the David HaMelech's mission in life, is to teach tshuva to Klal Yisrael. That's his mission in life. And therefore, because the whole concept of us being able to be zeichet to Mashiach is predicated on tshuva. The whole concept that the world can reach its fruition is built on tshuva. I mean, if we had to do it in a perfect way, we've been miserable failures. But if tshuva can work, we stand a chance. And therefore, that's David HaMelech's coming. Malchus Vezavah, this is David HaMelech. You can always make it back. So in his personal life, you have this episode, which wasn't as terrible as it seems. Was nearly as terrible as it seems. The Kalayim David Chatein Alatayah Chazal say he did not sin with an Eishes Ish. But the bottom line is, the perception was there that it's a terrible chait. He got terrible Yisurim for it. People saw the Yisurim. They viewed the Yisurim as the Rabbi Nishlam telling him, get out of the way, you're gone, you're lost. He viewed the Yisurim the correct way. This is part of the Kapara process. At the end of the day, he's exonerated. At the end of the day, everybody in Klal Yisrael finds out that David HaMelech was right, everybody else was wrong. But it took a while. It didn't happen immediately, and it definitely taught people, look, David HaMelech was able to do tshuva. He came back to the point that the Rabbi Nishlelem opens the Aron HaKadosh, opens the door of the Kach HaKadosh because of him. And therefore shows you the power of tshuva, which is what his life's mission was. That's how I understand it. I don't know, you know, that's about...
Right?
But Gemara's going to say that it ended up that they couldn't bring in the iron into the Kach HaKadosh. Till Shlomo HaMelech evoked his father's name, the doors refused to open. Right, so there's no way to translate that any other way except that the Rabbi Shlomo loves David HaMelech. If not, the doors just don't open up in a miraculous way because his name is evoked. Come to Gemara Vajja. Zuhayai. And not only do they mock me, when they are learning Perik Arba Mises, right? They stop their learning. They say to me, if somebody lives with an Eishes Ish, what is that? And I tell them, if he does tshuva, he can make a title of Mabah. Chenek will be a kapora if he does tshuva. Because he's not probably not going to do tshuva. Because the guy who does Eishes Ish will get killed, and before he gets killed, Bezin will tell him, you know, you can save your Eilam Haba, do tshuva. He's getting killed anyway, he's going to do tshuva. And therefore he'll make it to Eilam Haba. The Ma'ub M'nei Chaver B'Rabim, no Bezin's calling him in, and nobody's telling him, listen, you better do tshuva now if you want to save your Eilam Haba. Chances are, he ain't doing tshuva. And therefore, ain't like Eilam Eilam Haba, he ain't gonna end up in Eilam Haba. So, you fellows keep on being Ma'ub M'nei Chaver B'Rabim. You're accusing me of Eishes Ish, which won't preclude me from Eilam Haba. What you're engaged in will preclude you from Eilam Haba.
Yeah,
people took some more words. Right. Yes, exactly. Tante Gemara Vayda, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Afilu B'Shas Chol Yeshu David, Kayim Shemayna Esra Aynes. Even in the time of illness of David, he had 18 wives, and he lived with everyone the required amount of time. The Gemara in Subas talks about the obligations of a husband to a wife, how many times a week, or once a week, or once a month, whatever it may be, depending on what job the husband has. And those are the Aynes that a husband's required to his wife. And David HaMelech, even when he was ill, did not refrain from giving his wife the required time that he's required to give them, which is a chiyuv, according to some, a deraisa. Chiyuv ayna is a deraisa. Shenamer yagati banchasi. I could use some help. He had 18 wives. So he had to give each one of the 18 wives their ayna. Yagati banchasi. I am exhausted from my sighing. I think it means soak. Literally it means soak my bed, but Rashi says that the word Ascha here and Amseh, which the next words, Vidimasi with my tears, I see my bed, Amsai will make disgusting. Now particularly the pasuk is that the amount of crying and tears that David HaMelech did every night when he went to sleep to do tshuva was enough to make the bed saturated with tears. But the Gemara here is darshaning Ascha and Amsa as a lotion of Shivcha Zera. The pshat is, no matter how sick I am, my obligations to other people are still being carried out. Rashi ben Chosi Ascha, Afilu b'shas ham Chosi, even in the time of my sighing, of suffering, Ascha b'cholayla mitosi tash mishamita inyan schi umois, currently, it's a lotion of disgusting, meaning it is a disgusting thing. But the Masi, meaning, Chikmazera is a disgusting thing. The Masi, I say, I'm such a b'shas the Masi, and imam is as mitosi, I dirty my bed, the tashmish with us.
I mean, let's understand, David Melch is, he's the Melch Israel, right?
Yes.
I mean, if you want to show his...
The Gemara is trying to say is that he did not hold back on any of his obligations to anyone else, even though he was suffering.
And how about saying the obligations of running a whole country?
I would think that, again, what I'm going to do now is speculate. I would think that the Gemara is trying to say that even in areas which weaken a body, which can make his sickness worse, can make his illnesses worse, obligation is obligation. I will be honest that the Maral learns this not as a Maila. The Maral feels that this was part of David HaMelech's mistake of Masbiyei Rav Marivai Sava. That's what the Maral says. Maral says that David HaMelech made the mistake we learned in yesterday's Shir, that he thought that the way to control Yetzirah of Arayas is by doing a lot of tashmish with a wife, meaning whenever necessary to preclude any hearer, and part of that was that he kept up his Einus 18 even though he was sick and would have been putter for them. But this was, that's what Amarau learned. Others learned that it's telling you the mile of David HaMelech, that his obligations were kept regardless of his personal condition. Again, two ways to understand it. I took the other way because I thought that was the way most people learn. But there is a Maral that learns this is a continuation of David's error, thinking of the way to control, of how to control the Yetzirah, and that he made the mistake. Again, we're talking about David HaMelech of Masbiya Rav Marivei Sava. Now the Maral wouldn't say it, I wouldn't dare say it, but there is a Maral brought that way. That's the Gemara Vayta. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Now the next Gemara, a fascinating Gemara, needs explanation. There's a number of explanations. I will go with the Yad Ramaz explanation. There are other explanations in the Gemara. I don't know which one Rabbi Elias chooses on the bottom over there, but I will bring the Maral's explanation, the Yad Ramaz explanation. I will mention the Mashal as well, but I'll only mention the Mashal once at the beginning. I will not learn the whole Gemara like the Mashal because it's a little bit more complicated. We'll learn like the Yad Ramaz. David wanted to serve Avodah Zarah, and everybody wants to understand what does that mean. So the Radama learns as follows. This is the story. Absalom launches a rebellion. Absalom is David HaMelech's son. David HaMelech views that this will be the unbelievable Chilul Hashem. People will say, how could it possibly be that the Rebbeinu Shlom allows David HaMelech to be killed by his own son? Absalom is trying to kill him. Absalom is going to kill him. He's chasing him. He has a majority of Kari Yisrael behind him. Absalom launched the rebellion. Well, that was his, what he sold people, but he wanted to become king. And David's losing the war. He's losing. And David is concerned about the major Chilul Hashem. Unbelievable Chilul Hashem that can come out by him getting killed. So he decides, Zakhti Adrama, that he was going to act or spread word that he served Avodah Zarah. And then people will say, David got what he deserves. And it'll avoid, there'll be a Chilul Hashem that David could do such a thing, but it won't be a Chilul Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats a tzaddik in the wrong way. So David thinks it's kedai to send a message around that he served Avodah Zarah, to act as if he became an Eved Avodah Zarah, so people would not have a tie under Ravina Shloim for David suffering a fate of being killed by his own son. That's what David HaMelech thought was the proper way to handle what he thought would be a terrible Chilul Hashem, that the Rebbeinu Shlom has Avshalom kill him, and people are going to say, David HaMelech killed by his own son? Is this right? Therefore, they're going to start having who knows what kind of tainus, Right? Some people will say he did the Avera of Bathsheba, which he didn't, and some people will say, oh, therefore he figured the best thing is that people should call me whatever, Ivan Avera Zara, and then everybody, nobody will have a tie under Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's what Rabbi Melech wanted to do. And he did not want it to be attributed to Bathsheba's Chet, because he didn't do Bathsheba's Chet. So he didn't do Avera Zara either. But that he was willing to say, people will understand why I get killed. The Bathsheba would be a very murky story. People would, there would be a terrible Chol Hashem. That's what he wanted to do. So that's what he says. Shenemar.
That's a lesser
Chol Hashem? No, it's not a Chol Hashem about David. It's a Chol Hashem. Nobody will blame the Rabbeinu Shlomo. He wants to make it out of the era that nobody should blame the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Wouldn't be the same thing, because Lamaisa, she wasn't an Eishes Ish. So people who knew the real story would be blaming Hashem. He had to deal with the fact that he didn't do Bathsheba. So that wasn't really a reason for him to get killed. So the fact that he's getting killed would be, people would say, what? David HaMelech? So therefore he decided he was going to spread the word that he served the Avodah Zarah. Shenamar. As the Pasuk says, that he David bought a Reish. David came to Reish, to the head. I think it was a place where people served, Ashishtach Lusham Lelehim, where people bow down to Avodah Zarah. Vein Reish al Avodah Zarah. Shenamar who Tzalma Reish did have to have. The idol had a head of gold, good gold. And Chushia Arki is one of David's two main advisors. One is Achitofel, and Achitofel is the one that became a traitor and joined Absalom. In fact, he's Absalom's main advisor. And the other one is Chushia Arki, who remains loyal to David HaMelech. Karua Katantai, his shirt is torn, Vadama Rashai with dirt of his head, meaning in mourning, acting in mourning about the circumstances that had happened. Amalei LeDavid, Yaimu Melech Shekamaitzcha Yavin Avedah Zarah? You want people to say that a king like you served Avedah Zarah? Amalei, so David answers him, Melech Shekamaitzi Yargenu Benai? What? Should people like me, people should say his kid killed him? Mutav Yavin Avedah Zarah by Yitzchal Hashem Shemayim Befehesheh. Now again, the Adama says, I am not going to serve Avodah Zarah. I'm going to put out a perception. I'm going to put out a rumor. I'm going to put out a facade. People should think that I served Avodah Zarah to avoid the Chol Hashem.
It's a beautiful shot, but if you're hustling a shot, there's nothing in the Gemara's Lashon that goes according to the beautiful shot of the Adama.
The Mashal wants to learn that he wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Chutz Laaretz, and moving to Chutz Laaretz is like serving Avodah Zarah.
Both of them are beautiful pshatim that justify how somebody who's about a mammon like David should serve Avodah Zarah, but the Gemara doesn't say that.
Well, it does, because he says it's better I should serve Avodah Zarah not to have a Chol Hashem, right? Now, I'm asking you, does he really believe in Avodah Zarah if he's worried about Chol Hashem?
Well, which is mind-boggling.
So what obviously it means is, it's best that they think that rather than have a Chol Hashem. That's how the Adrim Mazmon is reaching. It's not a, no, I'm trying to say is you have to know who says the pshat. Not an Achron, you know, somebody that lived in 1984.
An imam in every day in a region, but the more you say it.
Again, I'm... Yes.
Is there any contemplation that we know from David and Malik that if he would do so, he would lead others to orders much of the country?
Well, he's going to get killed. In his mind, Absalom's killing him tomorrow. Or tonight. The battle was going to happen that night. He was going to lose. So therefore, nobody's following him if he gets killed. They'll hear that he served Avodah Zarah and got killed the next day, so they won't get anybody to serve Avodah Zarah in his mind. Again, this is what he's perceiving. I'm getting killed tonight by my son. The Chol Hashem is going to be unreal. I'm going to stop this Chol Hashem by placing all the blame on me. And nobody will blame the Rabbeinu Shlomo.
No, I understand the rationale, but what about his supporters? Ah, David decided after a lifetime of all this that Avodah Zarah.
And they got killed.
So,
but that got killed would take away all.
By who? So that's also our enemy. So let's fight him.
I don't know. I don't have an answer. I didn't see anybody talk about that.
And Absalom being, if Absalom would have killed him, then he would have been the king.
Yeah.
I suppose. I don't think he would have been a good king.
Why are we speculating about that? It never happened.
Because he didn't, he he didn't make someone else in his stead other than Absalom.
Again, he's faced with the situation. Absalom has a stronger army. Absalom has driven him out of Yerushalayim. Absalom has taken all his wives and lived with them. Absalom lived with his father's Balakshim. Absalom, what? Yeah, his Balakshim, not his wives. The wives escaped. Those who didn't escape, Absalom lived with. And it was a terrible situation. A terrible situation. Here he is. Absalom is chasing him. His chances of survival are, in his mind, almost nil. He's, what's going to be? Chil Hashem. He can't worry about whether Absalom will be a good king or not. That's not going to make a difference. That's 15 years down the road.
And his conversation is only in the Gemara. It's not mentioned in Tanakh, right?
Again, the Gemara is terrible about that. It's not any less because it's not in Tanakh and it's in the Gemara. It's the same Gemara. It's the same Tyre. It's the same Rabbanish level. It's terrible about that. Yes. We're getting there.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're not finished. Yes. It's interesting, but that's because he thought his son wouldn't kill him. But it says that his son was going to kill him. So there was a transformation there. At one point, he thinks his son is not going to kill him, but then. I think it said in the Gemara in Brachos that my Eved would kill me, my son wouldn't kill me. But at the end of the day, Avram wants to kill him. There's no doubt about it. Son wants to kill him. That's the Gemara. This was towards the end of his life. I don't know exactly. There it is. 65. I'm a lie, David. Okay, that's the Gemara. I'm a my time to this is 65 tayat. The Chushi changes the subject, but this is his answer. Why'd you marry a fast tire? Meaning, people aren't going to say that you died because you served the Vedazah, because Ashko Hashem. They're going to say you married a fast tire. One of the consequences of marrying a fast tire, a woman captured in war, is that the son is a Ben Sire Romero. They're going to say, this is what happens when one marries a fast tire and has a son that's a Ben Sire Romero. They're not going to blame you. They're not going to blame the Rabbi Nishleilim. They're going to blame the sequence of events that started by you marrying Avshalom's mother, who was the Yafas Tayar. And therefore, nobody's not going to be a Chil Hashem. There's going to be a cause that people will look at and say, anybody that knows the story of Bathsheba will understand, you didn't do it Avera, you had a son Avshalom who was a Ben Sire Romeira. Ben Sire Romeiras can do things. They're going to blame him, not you.
Was he that age right now?
No, it doesn't mean a legal Ben Sire Romeira. It means a real Ben Sire, meaning someone who became a Ben Sire Romeira in action. Let me just finish the Gemara. I'm going to leave Rachman Ishai. I didn't go against the rules. I'm going to leave Daish Smuchen. You didn't Daish in the Pasik. The stomach like he leaves Ben Sire Romeira. Kavanaisi Fastire Yeshla Ben Sire Romeira. This is what happens when you marry a Fastire. You have it, and son Ben Sire Romeira. Now, what happens here is as follows. You must give me a minute.
What has Ruby said? They're going to blame who?
Absalom.
Who started this whole ordeal? David married a Fastire.
Again, they're going to it's legal to marry a Fastire. One who marries a Fastire is playing with fire, but it's legal. So they're not going to say to David, he did not favor he married Yafas Tayar. He didn't. But a consequence of Yafas Tayar is a Ben Sire Umaira. David got his consequences. That's what people will say. They won't blame the Rabbi Nishleilim. They'll say, this is the consequence of Yafas Tayar.
Whose fault was it?
Again, it won't be a Chil Hashem. There's no Chil Hashem involved. Nobody would say, how can a tzaddik like David get killed? Absalom is a Ben Sire Umaira.
David caused his own.
You get to reap your consequences.
I thought
maybe
you said the person we're
going to
blame.
Well, we're going to blame Absalom in the sense that we're not going to blame Rabbi Nishleilim. Is what I meant to say.
When was Absalom born? After Bathsheba, before?
Before.
So why?
He was.
I can see the kids that come to Yafas Tayar, but
he was a kid from Yafas Tayar. Bathsheba's not a Yafas Tayar. He was a kid from Yafas Tayar.
Absalom.
He was the son of a Yifat Sayer. Macha, his mother, was a Yifat Sayer. Macha, Rashi's going to say. Now, I just want to point out what happened. Chushi Arki has this winning argument with David HaMelech. David HaMelech accepts his argument, and David HaMelech's mood transforms totally. He goes from being the one who just threw in the towel and was expecting to be killed and ready to serve Avodah Zarah to avoid Chilul Hashem, and he turns into a bekeach to the point that he writes Kapitul Gimel at that point. Kapitul Gimel is written, V'vorchoy mitnei Avshalom b'nai. He says, Hashem Rabu Tzoroi, Rabim Kamim Aloi, Rabim, right? And then he says, Ani Shachafti V'yashana. I go to sleep. At that moment, David HaMelech turns totally. If it's not going to be a Chilul Hashem, if Chushi has persuaded me that what's happening is not a Chilul Hashem, then I have total betachen. Then I have nothing to worry about. I only worry about Chilul Hashem, not worried about myself. And therefore, David HaMelech turns into a total betayach, as Rav Schwab points out in this week's parsha. To be able to go to sleep when one is under unbelievable duress, and be able to go to sleep because you have no worry, because the Rabbanu Shlom is taking care of you, is a when sleep turns into a Maisa Mitzvah. Vayolun Sham Kiva Hashem, as Rav Schwab writes, that is, Esav, he's running away from Esav, but Vayolun Sham, he has absolutely no problem going to sleep, because the Rabbanu Shlom is taking care of me. David HaMelech's only concern is Chilul Hashem. Once Chushi tells him there's no Chilul Hashem, then David HaMelech has no worry. He becomes the biggest Bekeach. He goes back to being the David HaMelech, who has no concern, because the Rabbanu Shlom will take care of me. As long as there's no Chilul Hashem, I have nothing to worry about. And he goes to sleep as he has no worry. What really happens afterwards is Chushi Arki goes to Avshalom and tells Avshalom that he has joined his army. I'm coming to your side. Avshalom is delighted. He just got David HaMelech's second advisor. And they have a strategy meeting. And at the strategy meeting, Chushi and Achitayfel have this massive argument. Achitayfel says, David HaMelech is a wily warrior. David HaMelech has unbelievable siyata d'shmaya. You have to get him now. He's down. He's out. Chase him tonight. You'll win. You'll destroy him. Chushi says, don't start with David HaMelech. Gather your troops, strengthen your troops, get yourself together, and attack him tomorrow. Giving David HaMelech that night to regroup, knowing that if he's pushed off one night, David HaMelech will end up winning. So what happens is, they're having this argument. Avshalom goes with Chushi against Achitayfel. Achitayfel, as soon as he hears that Avshalom made the decision to go with Chushi's advice, not his own, realizes the game is up. He knows that tomorrow nobody's beating David HaMelech. He can't get Avshalom to understand that, because Chushi has persuaded, obviously as a fifth column, has persuaded Avshalom that it's better to wait, which is exactly what Chushi wanted, to set Avshalom up for failure. And Avshalom fell for it. Achitayfel, who had advice that would have been better for Avshalom, realizes that he's not winning, goes home and commits suicide. He realizes the game is up. He knows that Avshalom is not winning the next day. Avshalom did not accept his advice. He lost. He goes home and commits suicide. Avshalom attacks the next day, is totally routed, and he gets killed, and David HaMelech returns to Yerushalayim, which is exactly what Chushi wanted to happen, which is exactly what happened. David HaMelech, meanwhile, is staying there that night. Once Chushi removed the chashash of Chilul Hashem, David HaMelech is totally not worried anymore. It's amazing the transformation that goes through from Bikesh David Lavin Avodah Zarah to Vani Shachavti V'Yashana. From one end to the other end. The minute you take away Chilul Hashem from David HaMelech, he has no concern. Now he's only concerned about himself? Myself? I'll let the Rebbeinu Shlom worry about that. Chilul Hashem is my worry. My life is not my worry. That's the Rebbeinu Shlom's worry. And he goes to sleep with total betachon, with no worry on his mind, because the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to take care of him, and whatever is supposed to happen is going to happen anyway.
So quick he could have won that night.
What do you mean?
If at that moment he already heard this news, so bring it on. So
no, Terence says you have to try B'derech HaTeva. So Chushi B'derech HaTeva sets up Avshalom for failure.
What changed overnight? His attitude already changed. So
no, what changed overnight is David has a chance to regroup his troops. The troops regroup. They get kaychus.
But he went to sleep.
He davened. And that was one of Achitayfel's concerns. Don't underestimate David's tefillos. In this way, he's not davening now. Just get him now. And give him a chance to daven, you're gone. That was part of what Achitayfel was concerned about. And, yes.
Why argument.
It's kind of unique here that since she is giving David a lot of advice, not in this war, not in the war area, but in the area of what he should, the Lodah Zarah and all that. I mean, we, with a figure like this, with a halakhic figure like this, we have Moshe, we have Yisro giving him practical advice. But this is halakhic advice. Isn't this very, this is unique, isn't it? For a figure like this to get halakhic advice from an advisor.
Well, it's not a halakha, it's not a straight black and white halakha. It's how will people perceive things. It's not, is this mutter or aser? It's an advice of you're misreading. Now, it does show that a person like David HaMelech can be held by an advisor.
And he lost his perspective.
He lost his perspective, correct. He lost his perspective and Chushi returned it to him. That seems to be clear. Because David Lamed HaMedizara. He definitely lost his perspective. Chushi is there, keeps him, you know, brings him back to what really is going to happen, and then there goes the worry.
Well, what was interesting is Achitofel, I mean, there's two ways to do this. You kill yourself, which is really no nice, or I'll go to David's side.
Too late.
He was too committed. He passed Kintav Shalom. I mean, it's not the time and place to discuss this. He was the one that told Avshalom, go live with your father's palash. He was the one that told Avshalom, do you want to act like king? Go into David HaMelech's palace and live with all his palashim. Assert yourself as king. Make sure everybody knows who's the boss now. You can't go to David HaMelech's side after that. It ain't going to happen.
You ain't going to happen because...
Because he ain't David HaMelech, kill him.
We'll kill him.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, look the other way. What's the other advisor's name?
Chushi.
Chushi?
Yeah, but Chushi tells David HaMelech to do this.
No, Chushi went to
because everybody was becoming a traitor in that direction.
Okay, I was worried, like, you know...
People who joined the rebels in Libya, you know what I mean? They all joined the rebels later.
Thinking, oh, yeah, you have...
Nobody went the other way.
You have advice for me? Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Okay, so everyone's doing that, okay.
Zakt Rashi, did I catch up with Rashi? Zakt Rashi, Yaimu Melech Shekabaisi Chachit Shekabaisi Hargu B'nai Yimisranam Amidaisim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They will taina on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions. Yidim Tzashem Shemayim Mishchala B'fei Hashem Mutav Evin Abedizar V'chalas Hashem Ani Levadi I'll make a Chil Hashem V'chalu Aistikala Amar Lechushi Aki L'David HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Avadina B'Laidina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do this for no reason. Shemabed Bincha L'Argecha At my time in Asma Shifat Sayer. Why did you marry a Fasayer? The Imam Shal Avshalom Macha Bas Tami Melech Gashur. How do you pronounce it? Gashur. She is the daughter of Tami, the king of Gashur. The Tavsa David Ben Mochama. They learned about Avera Balai. He didn't do about Avera. The only Avera he's blamed for is Basheva. There is no other relationship in an Avera, and therefore it was a legal thing. Come to Gemara Vayit. Amar Darish Rav Destroy the Mimbiri. The Ma David Daima, what is David comparable to? The Seicher Kusi. To a Seicher who's a Kusi. I guess it was a certain kind of business person. What does he say, Seicher Kusi?
Kusi and merchant.
Okay, basically, what they used to do is sell their merchandise little by little, only display a few of their merchandise items, and then add on. The guy bought one thing and he said, Oh, I have something else. That was their tactic in getting people to buy more stuff. To put out little by little to lure, I guess, to entice people to buy more and more. How can I be blamed for shgugas? How can I watch myself from shgugas? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, fine, I'll forgive you for that. He says, how about those things that I did intentionally, but I did it privately? Can you absolve me from those? Shrikilach. Then he says, God mizeidim chasei chabdecha. Save me even from the punishment of things that I did publicly. Meaning first asking for the lesser ones, getting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Meichel, and then working upwards. Like we say, Chatasi Avisi Pashati. Chatasi is Shaygig, Avisi is Mezit, Pashati is rebellious. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Meichel us, first we ask for the lighter ones, and then when he's Meichel us for that, we like dare to ask for something bigger, and then we dare to ask for something bigger. Similar to a Kutzian merchant who, like, gives you a little thing, gets you into the buying mode, gets you to buy something bigger and then something bigger. Dr. Gemara Vayit.
What's the time
It's not a tanya. It's saying a statement of fact. How do Rabbi? We do the same thing. Al yim shulavi. David HaMelech davened al yim shulavi. The averus that I do should not rule over me. Now we're learning the word of yimshah as a lashon of parable. I should not be used as a parable. The loy lishtoy bi rabbanon. The rabbanon should not talk about me, about my sin. Sakharish Rav says shmikiloch. Now the Ben Yad has a big problem. We darshan about David HaMelech's chait all the time. In fact, we want to talk about David HaMelech's thing because we want to teach shuvah. So we're constantly talking about David HaMelech's shuvah. So why is it David HaMelech davens that nobody should talk about it? And HaMelech says, I give it to you. I grant it. It's not, I mean, it's not what's happening. We're having a whole daf talking about it. So obviously, what's happening? So the Yonah learns, I shouldn't be talked about in Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, my chait's not mentioned. They talk about it down here, but upstairs, the Rabbanon upstairs shouldn't be talking about it. That's the Ben Yehuda's shot. The Adrama learns, they shouldn't mention me with those Shein Lam Chelik L'Olam Haba. If David HaMelech says to the Rabbanon Shalom, they shouldn't put me in the Mishnah. I shouldn't make it into Chelik. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're not going there. They're not going to talk about you not having a Chelik L'Olam Haba. Don't worry. Your name will not be even brought into the situation. That's how the Yad Ramah learns the Gemara. Rashi learns, I just want to learn the Rashi. To start with the things that are worth little money. Who can watch himself shgagas? I'm like, it's forgiven to you. The Chachmei Adarish shouldn't darshan about me. So us Esam, and then I will be complete. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him. And the problem is, what does that mean? So the Riyad Ramad says it shouldn't be mentioned in the Mishnah Chelik. The Mayyana learns it shouldn't be discussed upstairs. Yes?
Can you say that it should be discussed in the context of Eishet Ish?
Perhaps. Rashi says, Shla Yidrushu B'chatasi. Shouldn't be darshaning about my chait. But it was the same idea.
Is that Paul Harvey's scroll of Rachel? Is he still living?
No, he's not.
No,
right.
He's I'm sorry.
For the Kesi Mi Pesharav, I should be absolved from a lot of sin, from the great sin. Shloyicht of Shechuni, David HaMelech davens, my skate shouldn't be written in Ach. In Navi, there should be nothing mentioned in the story of Akeba. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me Efsher. That's impossible. When I took Sarai's yud away and I named her Sarah, Hatinus on me. The yud in the Sefer Torah, it's not going to be used anymore. Every time Sarai's name is written, there's a yud. From when it's Sarah's name is written, there's no more yud. And the yud has Hatinus, that it's removed from the Sefer Torah. Atshabai Yeshua Vaisafti Lai. Till Yeshua came and he returned from Hosea into Yehoshua. Shenema Vayikra Moshele Hosea Benin Yeshua. That was the yud that had Tainus and Sarai. From a parsha kula lachas kama v'kama. When I should eradicate a whole parsha that belongs to Navi, it's not happening. You're going to be written in Navi. In the case of Yipasharav, Amalavana Rabbeinu Shlai L'machayli Al Eisav and Kulai. I want you to forgive me completely for the story of Bathsheba. Meaning, as if nothing happened. I shouldn't even be punished a little bit for the things that did happen wrong. Amalai, Sakarisho, Yidav Rashim, answered him. Shlaim is going to stay with his wisdom of Ruach HaKadosh. Hayachata ish eish b'cheikoi b'godav loisitz refena. Can a person shovel fire in his lap with his lap and his clothing shouldn't get burned? In Yahalat Ish Agacholim, can a person walk on coals? Miragla Vaisifkhana, and his legs shouldn't get burnt. Can Abal Ashus Ish, Ashus Reyu Yinakako and Agayaba? Lamaisa, it was something that perceived as Ashus Ish. Lamaisa was something that bordered on being accused. One cannot walk away as if nothing happened. There is a chait here. There's a chait that has, not a chait of Ashus Ish. but a chet that has to be exonerated, and therefore you cannot get away with nothing. There's going to be some sort of kapara that one is going to have to go through in order to get a complete kapara. Yes, doctor.
Does anyone deal with what the margin difference played is the writing of the Torah was writing of nothing? Now, the halachas of the two are different. Not only that, the significance of the Aishu is different. I mean, all of Navi is essentially would not have been written to Klal except for certain mistakes, with the exception of Yeshua. Yet, there is, whereas the Torah itself pre exists.
I didn't see anybody deal with it. I hear your question. I don't understand it. I'm not arguing with you. The kind of thing that the kasha becomes the answer. That even though they're different, they're not different to this degree. Again, I don't know why, but that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. Yes.
What we said yesterday was this was a nisayon that was far and above more than any human being could have done. It is just to teach Klal Yisrael. Why couldn't that be the answer? David, don't worry about it. This is just to teach Klal Yisrael. You had to be the one to go through it.
Then his tshuva is not genuine. Then he doesn't teach anything to anybody. If I tell you something, let's go through the motions, it's not real, then your tshuva is not genuine.
This is after the fact.
Again, this is before the tshuva. Then his tshuva is not genuine.
So
it has to be that David HaMelech is under fire. David HaMelech, we're not finished yet. David HaMelech is going to be told that he's going to have to suffer for this. David HaMelech is told that he's going to have a kapara for this. In order to teach tshuva, it can't be that David HaMelech is in on this. That I'm going to set you up for failure so I can have you teach tshuva. No. It can't be that, because then he's not teaching tshuva. It has to be that David HaMelech is told your chet deserves unbelievable, you need a lot of kapara. Even though it wasn't Esh Esh, it was too close to fire for you to get away with it. Again, the pasuk describes it as Esh Esh. Because I'll say Kolei Medavid Tah Eina L'Chaytei. So the obvious, the Ran answers that this whole setup of describing it as Esh Esh is to put the Limud Tshuva into that perspective. David HaMelech is set up as Esh Esh so he can end up teaching tshuva for everybody, including for people to do such horrendous
number
of errors.
Here in the Gemara, Hashem says back to
you played around with something that's fire. Fire burned. That's the thing.
What about the Beres?
We also need, but it doesn't need, you'll see the Kapari did. We're not finished yet. So am I lost? Accept upon yourself Yisurim. Do tshuva. Kibbalolah. Amar Rav Yudah Marav Shishu Chadashim Nitzara David. David became a Mitzayra for 6 months. When his style came out of Shechina, and during those 6 months, he lost the Shechina. Upirshu Mimenu Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin during those 6 months stayed away from him. Nitzara Dachsiv Tachateini Ve'ezah Ve'etar. This is the Mizmar HaTshuva. David HaMelech in the song of Tshuva says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, purify me with an Ezai, which is the way they purify Mitzayra, and I will become pure. Tachapseini, wash me, Umishela Galben. I'll be whiter than snow. Give me the rejoicing of your salvation. Ruach nediva, and with the spirit of donation, tismacheni, should you support me, which is Ruach HaKadosh. Upirshu mimenu Sanhedrin, dechsiv yeshuvili yereecha, let those who fear you return to me. David HaMelech suffered all this as a kapara for the chet. Rashi. So to Rashi, shalichtav shechuni shetimchik ois the parashim and amikav yishtakach hadavar loy lovim. Kol ha-parashim shiksu v'kvar shasiso ois the chet, you did that chet. Alachas kama v'kamash loytakar, for sure you can't uproot it. Chateini v'ezav v'klau shu yitzorach taris ezav k'mitzayra, he needed taris ezav k'mitzayra. How do I know it was 6 months? He was king for 40 years. He was 7 years. In Shlaim he was 30 years, 3 years. So Bechevron Moloch HaYehuda 7 Vashanim and Shisha Chadashim. And in Hebron he was king in Yehuda 7 years and 6 months. Vahani Shisha Chadashim like a Chashiv. In his total kingdom it's not counted. Meaning, even if we're to say that 7 means 7.5, and 33 means 32.5. But then there should be a mention that it's 32.5, not 33. So it total should say 40 years and 6 months. Obviously, the 33 wasn't a complete 33. I mean, the 7.5 was 7.5. But the extra 6 months that should have been added on to the total, 33 in Yerushalayim, 7.5 in Hebron, which is 40.5, is never mentioned in the total of 40.5. Must be that the 33 wasn't really 33. It was only 32.5. That's why it only says 40. But the Torah says it was 33. So make up your mind. Was it 33? Was it 32.5? The answer is, must be that he was a Mitzayra for the 6 months, and therefore it's counted as 33, but he only ruled the 32.5. For 6 months he didn't actively rule because he was a Mitzayra. Rashi, this let me finish. Counted in one place, and the other part ignores it. 6 months he was a Mitzayra. But the Mepharshim Tzvikat, you can't say he was a Mitzayra on Hebron, because that happened way before Basheva. So you have to say that the 6 months that are dropped out of the total were not dropped out of the Hebron 6 months, but dropped out of the Yerushalayim 6 months. So 33 was only 32.5.
Okay, now, all this time that he was in sorrow and going through Gehenna, was the Shechid
destroyed
from him?
Seems only for those 6 months while he was in the Tzaira.
I thought the Shechid only, I mean, not the Shechid that came to me, but only
until Simcha. I guess. The rest of the time, David HaMelech communicated very well. Okay. Had Ruach HaKadosh, had everything. I guess while he did Tshuva, he also was the Simcha. Meaning, the Simcha being able to do Tshuva.
Tshuva Mehava.
No, Simcha doesn't mean giggling, correct. I'm a Lubana of Rabbi Nishtal and Mikhail Ali Sabin.
What does people say when they saw him having Sarah?
What?
What does people say when they saw him having Sarah?
I guess those who mocked him took it as a raya that they were right. And those who believed in him saw it as a kapara for a while. That most definitely the mockers took it as a raya that he committed the Basheva episode.
Well, he admitted that it was for the Basheva episode.
Right, but the question was, what was the episode? It was for the Basheva episode, but it wasn't the Nechazish episode. It was forever other chait was committed. There were chatam committed. The Malbim attributes two chatam to David HaMelech.
That's, you get
the answer to that?
What's
the right? Yeah, David HaMelech gets this severe punishment because his job is to teach the power of tshuva.
That's
what
comes
for.
He was worried about the...
He was worried about the Avshalom episode that he should be killed. I guess Saras is different than being killed. To be punished for chait is not the same as being killed. I guess that's what David HaMelech's difference was. It's a different kind of form. It's a recoverable death.
I mean, in the end, one can receive a shva,
one can receive, get to a goal by different bracha. And the derech, the Zohar is different than the derech, and there's a derech Zohar, and this is part of just the all in the words of Moshe Spirit, all goes according to plan.
It
says seven things goes to us. Mishnah says seven things goes to us.
Before
now? Right. Amr Levan, Ebbayin, Mikhaili, Alay, Sabin. Forgive me for that sin. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Malchulach, you are forgiven. He said, I say, make a sign for good and let my enemies see and let them be embarrassed. You, Hashem, have helped me and consoled me. Now, there's an interesting Rav Schwab that says the word Yevoshu that means embarrassed and Yavesh that means dry are come from the same root. He says embarrassment comes when a person recognizes that what they did or stood for has no moisture, is nothing, is waste. And they get embarrassed because they dry up, they wither. If a person believes in something and that's exposed to be a total failure, they become embarrassed that they believed in it. Because what happens is, what they believed in just withered on them. Embarrassment comes from a recognition that what has happened has no standing, is dry, is left to wither and to just stay out there without any life to it. That's how he learns the word. That's why embarrassment and the word dry is the same root. Because that is, it says at the end of, we say it in Tachnun, so the Ashkenaz Tachnun, right? We say Kapitul Vav in Tachnun. The last pasuk is, Yevoishuvi Bahalu Moed Kaloiva Yeshuvu Yevoishu Raga. So Rav Schwab says, that is, when they, here they are making fun of David HaMelech, and then when they recognize that they are wrong, and that David HaMelech is exonerated, and the Rabbanu Shlalom is opening the Gatsha Kedashim because of David HaMelech, there's a Yevoishu. What they believed in just dried on them. And here you are, believing a whole theory, pushing it, making a big tumult, taking out ads in the New York Times, and then, at the end of the day, it all dries up on you, you're left hanging out there, hanging out to dry. Exactly. And that's exactly what happened to them. They become embarrassed. That's what embarrassment is. That's how Rav Schwab translates it. So anyway, Amalai Isaac, because Shmuel told them, I will not inform them during your lifetime. I will inform them during your lifetime of Shlomo, your son. I take that back. This part was not from Rav Schwab. My mistake. It's from Shamshon Farhersh. I'm taking it back. I'm sorry. My mistake. I remember now. This part on Busha is from Shamshon Farhersh and Salem. What?
Same lineage.
Same lineage. That's why I made the mistake. Right. The doors would not open. If you read the Tfilas in Melachim, there's 24 languages of Tfilah. He didn't get answered. He said, lift up the gates your heads, and open up the doors of the world. Who is the king of honor? Hashem is the Gibor. Hashem the powerful one. Hashem Gibor Muhammad. And Emir Sushar and Mashaykham and Supis Chayalim open up the gates of the world. And they didn't open up. Even, you know, the Mepharshim say, what is the double lush in Su'u and Su'u? Because there's two Bati Migdash that the Aron HaKodesh is going to be in the Kodesh HaKodashim. The first and the third. The first one is still a time of war. So Mizad Melech HaKavayit, Hashem Izuz V'Gibar, Hashem Gibar Mochama, because in the first Beis HaMikdash, there's still going to be war. The second Su'usharim Reshechem and Su'upis Chayalim is referring to when the Aron gets returned to the third Beis HaMikdash. Second Beis HaMikdash did not have the Aron. So therefore, Mizad Melech HaKavayit, Hashem Tzvakayit Melech HaKavayit Tzela. No need for war anymore. He is the Melech HaKavayit recognized by everyone to be that. That's the difference why in the first set, we talk about Hashem Izuz V'Gibor, Hashem Gibor Muhammad. In the second set, we say Hashem Tzvaka Yisrael Melech HaKavayit Tzela. That's what the Mepharshim say. One is the first base I make this, one is the third base I make this. But the doors didn't open. Do not return the face of your anointed one. Remember David's kindness. Yad Nana, at that moment he got answered. David's enemies turned like the bottom of a pot. Yonu call Yisrael and all the Yidden recognized Shemachul HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alayse Oven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had forgiven him for that sin. He was exonerated posthumously.
Very
Rashi.
No, I'm saying, wait,
he
knows it's going to happen.
He knows it. Hashem promised him it's going to happen. Hashem said, the whole fact that Shlomo HaMelech became king was a riot that David HaMelech was discovered. Shlomo HaMelech is Bathsheba's wife, daughter, son. If Bathsheba is an illegal wife, because if he was Mazana was an ancient ish, then it's usher to him. He's not allowed to be married to the woman he was Mazana with when she was an ancient ish. And here he has a son, Shlomo HaMelech, he becomes the king, and he builds the Beit HaMikdash. Shlomo is not of that union.
Not
that union, but later on the marriage. That child died, but afterwards. So, Terence is, after he was born, and he died.
Right away, I mean,
it says died a week, yeah, a week. He lived a week and then died. Bathsheba. Shema's mother is Bathsheba. So, that itself was the beginning of a riot, that Hashem is being... But this was the nail in the coffin of David's enemies. Literally.
Why is that? They say, David's... I don't know why I have to do this, but David's sin and the Rachmanis of the great Ribbono Shalom is that he forgave him after many, many years. Ribbono Shalom does that to us also. We Rachmanis sons are some of us sin, and the Ribbono Shalom forgives us.
Honestly, you're right. I think you're right. I think the Rabbanim Shlom only wanted to prove that David HaMelech was able to... No. Let me just answer you. You're right halfway. You're right that it might not prove that David HaMelech never sinned. But what it does prove is that David HaMelech returned to the point that he could be the schus that the Kadosh Kedoshim is open for. This proves the power of tshuva. Assume what you want. Bottom line is, David HaMelech is big enough now. This, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Michael Bechesed, and fine, it's fine. You don't become David HaMelech again. You don't become the regular Revi of Merkava that way. You don't become the one that Hashem swings open the door of the Beis HaMikdash for, by the mention of your name. That's not Chesed. That's not like, okay, we'll be friends again. That's earning tshuva. So you're right. I don't know if it proves that he never sinned. But anybody walking around saying anything disparaging about David HaMelech has been put to rest, because look what happened. So you might be halfway right that it doesn't prove he never sinned, that Chazal tell us, but it proves that his power of tshuva was enough to bring him back to be regular Revi of the Merkava, to bring him all the way back to the top. No, that's Shana Melech's Tila.
So even though it's not...
No, it's just the different... You used everything. Let me just finish Rashi. The Rashi have a B'chaya Bincha, and he medir like a sin of Lachav Dalet, and none is being Tila Tchina Rina Yitl Chav Dalet. Okay, we'll continue Rashi tomorrow.
Yesterday we had a
Yes.